Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners and learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. A new report this week contends the St. Louis City Jail is a potential powder keg. With me in studio this morning is reporter Jesse Bogan of the Marshall Project. Thank you so much for coming in studio today.
Thanks for having me.
First off, for our listeners, what is the Marshall Project?
It's a nonprofit newsroom that started about 10 years ago that's based out of New York, and it addresses criminal justice, all of its manifestations.
When we look at the St. Louis Justice Center, what did you find are some of the core issues with the jail?
Well, it started with a question. So first of all, you were asking about the Marshall Project. It is a new newsroom here in St. Louis, and the point of it is to be additive to the coverage that's already being done about criminal justice here in Missouri. And so this is a St. Louis-based effort of the Marshall Project. And anybody who's following news in St. Louis knows that a lot of it comes out of the jail and things that happen. And so I've been a reporter here in Missouri for a long time. And as we're starting with the Marshall Project here in Missouri, the jail has definitely came up on the radar. How do we approach it in a way that is different than's already being covered? And so that's how this story got started.
Why should people care? I know that sounds like a callous question, but I think people have watched the turmoil over the years, and some of them are probably wondering, how does this impact St. Louis, the region, and everyone's daily lives?
Yeah, and so that's a good question, and a lot of people ask that. And I would say that we should care because this continues to bubble up. And I think as a native Missourian and a resident here who lives in the city, you know, why should I care? Well, it's part of my community. I'm not really here to tell you my feelings about it, but what the reporting showed and what got me motivated to try to dig into this so much. And that is in January, there was a new consultant's report that came out on the St. Louis City Justice Center. And so just the basics are the St. Louis City Justice Center is our one jail in the city right now. It's right across from City Hall, 200 South Tucker. You may have heard of the Workhouse Jail, which has been talked about for decades. That is now closed from up on North Hall Street, the Medium Security Institute. So that's where people went typically with lower level offenses or low level charges that they've been charged with, right? And so that's closed, and now everyone is in the St. Louis City Justice Center. And the consultant's report that came out in January, I was struck by it. It was done by Doug Burris, who the former administration, Mayor Tashara Jones, hired to do a real look and look at ways to get out of what sounded like a mess over there. And so he was hired to do a report. He spent a lot of time on it. When I read the report, I was struck by it because, of course, St. Louis has been around a long time, right? We've been doing jails a long time. And when I read the report, it felt like we were starting from nothing. So that motivated me to say, okay, how can the Marshall Project add to what's already being done by reporters who are on this all the time? And so I wanted to look back, like, how do we get to this point? Where does it go from here? And what's the harm, which was what your question, what you started with, you know, why should people care? And so.
It sounds like there are issues not only with the facility itself as far as the, you know, what inmates have access to and just the administration of their sentences, why they're in there, how long they're in there. Sounds like there are struggles with mental health for a lot of those individuals. What are the recommendations to move forward and really do something different in that facility?
Yes, and that's a huge question. And so I wanted to look at, you know, a couple things. You know, what's the history of the buildings? Because the St. Louis City Justice Center, we have a lot of old buildings in St. Louis. Everybody knows that, too. The St. Louis City Justice Center opened in 2002. Okay, so it's relatively new in the context of St. Louis history, right? And so why are these problems? Of course, you know, in the last 5 years, there had been riots. There was news that broke out, footage that was seen all over the country that portrayed people, residents of the jail, angry, chanting, "We want court dates. We want court dates." You know, glass broken out on the streets. You know, that's the not only the image of our city, but that's also people in that jail that felt compelled enough to break out the windows and yell, right? The St. Louis City Justice Center replaced a jail that opened in 1915 called the City Jail, and it's right just across Tucker. It's an empty parking lot across from where the Blues play hockey now. And if you go back and look at the clips, talk to people who ran that jail, there's a lady out in the community, Alice Pollard Buckingham. She's still out there. And she ran that jail as well. And, you know, there were people who would yell from those windows. And so the involvement with the public was through those windows, yelling at people going to the Opera House, going to City Hall. And so though it opened in 1915 to fanfare, it eventually filled up. Their complaints about housing, warehousing people with mental illness, and then the conditions, you know, fell apart. And so back to the City Justice Center built in 2002, some of those same issues are coming up, you know, already and have been going on for a long time already.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where can our listeners find your report?
Well, at the Marshall Project. You can find that easily online, our website, the Marshall Project. And also, we share our content when team up with other news outlets as well. And so there are several outlets that have run the story that we work so hard on, and we're happy to be teaming up with some other outlets to expand on this and do more coverage. A couple of the things that we found was, of course, unaddressed mental health challenges among detainees. You know, about a fourth of the detainees, there's about 800 people in the City Justice Center, and it's filling up, and it's packed. You know, it's very, there's a lot of people in there, and so there aren't many programs for people in the jail. And so Doug Burris, who's in charge there right now, is trying to open it up and get access for the community to get involved to help shoulder some of this effort that is very diverse and complex. He's trying to develop a docket with the court system to get folks who have been in jail for a long time into court. And so we found a roster that he was able to provide, showed us that there were more than 50 people who have been in the jail more than 2 years. One man, he's been in there 7 years. Okay, in jail. These are alleged crimes for the most part, and so they're awaiting trial, and so their liberties have been taken away. They're held in the jail until their court date, and so, you know, why should the community care? In Missouri, there's a lot of talk about liberty, and of course, jails, prisons take people's liberty away. And the service that we're providing here in St. Louis, according to the consultant's report, according to numerous reports, not just mine, that they're struggling there.
Well, Jesse, hopefully people will check out your report on how the St. Louis City Jail is a potential powder keg. It's from the Marshall Project. Thank you so much for joining us in studio this morning.
Thanks for having me.